The Bible does not talk about the death of Mary or the Assumption of Mary. But you can imagine it was something that was talked about among those first generation of believers. And the legend that has come down to us was that when Mary was dying, angels went to the apostles and told them that the Blessed Mother was on her deathbed. And so all of the apostles hurried back to be with Mary at the time of her death. A blessed and holy death, no doubt it was. But Thomas, of course, was coming all the way from India. St. Thomas didn't make it in time for the death of Mary. He came 3 days late. And so when he got there, he asked the other apostles, would it be possible to reopen the tomb so that he could say his farewell to Mary? And when they opened the tomb, they found just the burial cloths there, just as it had been on Jesus' Easter Sunday morning. And the lesson that the apostles took from that and the legend that this story has left with us is that Mary, at the moment of her death, shared with Jesus eternal life and was taken up into glory. I think that legend is a powerful reminder of what this feast day is all about. It's about life with God. In the epistle today, we're told that there's a certain order to things, that Christ was the first fruits, and then those who believe in him would follow after him. And Mary, as of course the first of his disciples, the first one who knew who Jesus was, is the fitting person to be the first one to imitate him in going through the sea of death into glory. But of course, this feast day is not just about honoring Mary and remembering something that happened to her in the long ago and far away. The Feast of the Assumption is given for our spiritual benefit as well. Because as we heard in the Gospel, Elizabeth told Mary, "Blessed are you who trusted that the Lord's words to you would be fulfilled." And that is the challenge of faith that each one of us have. Are we going to trust and the Lord's words to us will be fulfilled? Mary has shown us the way that death does not get the last word, that God triumphs over death, that love is stronger than death. And so Mary was assumed into heaven in imitation of her son, and we have been invited to have that same faith that she had, and that we too, in our proper time, will imitate what Mary did, enter into that realm of death and come out on the other side and be brought up to the throne of glory where we belong as people who share in Christ's life, in Christ's love. Amen.